Here we go. Sean Driscoll is here. He is the St. Mary's High School football coach. Tim Kearns is here. I'm here. Bill Proposky is producing for us. Bill Newell is working feverishly in Scoreboard Central. Sean, welcome back. Reading the account of the game against Fian the other night, holy cow. I mean, blocked punts and missed field goals and a field goal with no time left. Tell me how this one went.
Yeah, it was definitely a different type of high school game. Bishop Jean's really good team, a really good squad, good program, a lot of numbers, and got about 28 seniors on the team. So we knew coming in we were going to have our hands full. I think coming out, they did a great job on slowing us down offensively. They did obviously a good job at controlling us at the line of scrimmage. Very big. I think everyone averaged about over six feet or close to 300 pounds, like three or four of them. They got some skill guys that really gave us a hard time, but I think the name of the game for both teams was defense. Our defense stepped up a lot in that game. The whole game played consistently, did a nice job of taking their best stuff away, and it was a battle. We were fortunate that the block a punt, get inside the red zone right away, and we were hooked up on a nice pass from Dave Brown to Jack Marks to take a 6-0 lead. They came right back, attempted a field goal, we blocked it, which kept the lead at 6-0, but we already had trouble with those guys up front trying to move them at times, and they did a great job. And, you know, we kind of lost our composure in the second quarter a little bit with a turnover and the late field goal with no time left in the half. They took a 10-6 lead on us and, you know, really just had to regroup at the half, which we did, and I thought we did a little better job offensively, but we couldn't, you know, punch it in until big punt return from David Brown to kind of get us a lead with about 4.5 minutes to go, and our defense kind of finished off the game for us. It wasn't the best performance by us, but that was a really good football team, big school in a league, and that's going to make some noise in Division II come November, we think. So we were happy to get out of there with a win.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
These are gut check wins. When the kids have really got to dig down deep and you put the challenge in front of them, okay, you're trailing, you know, you're not playing your best football. Now it's time to step up and to make some plays. Is that sort of the message we had at halftime for them?
Yeah, at halftime we kind of regrouped. We knew we were in the game. We knew we could do some things against them we thought would give them trouble. But to their credit, they really took away some of our best stuff and did a nice job. We were fortunate enough defensively to be able to hold on. We had an outstanding game from our middle linebacker, Joel Max. The last two games for him have been phenomenal, and he really, you know, kept us in the ball game at that second level at the linebacker position. And I do like you said, the biggest thing is you get challenged a little bit. Now you're coming out at half. You're in a football game. You're down. You're in a tight. So in some ways, it was good for us. You know, like I always explain to the kids, every game's a big game. But when you get into the trenches late in the second half, and you know, we had a couple of stops inside the 20 where we held them to they made a field goal, missed a field goal. Something to be said for our football team.
You know, Sean, I'm looking at the write up here in the item, and that third quarter it says that Fian had the ball for over 8 minutes, and then the drive stalled. So tell me about that. As a coach, you look up, and all of a sudden the clock has gone from, you know, 11 down to 3 or whatever it might be, and they still have the ball. So how the boy? I mean, that was
their best possession of the game, I thought. They really had us on our heels a little bit, where we were fortunate. We had a big third down play to put them in fourth and long.
Mm-hmm.
I think put a stop to drive, which was huge for us. But again, you know, consistency in high school football is what you look for, and I think at times offensively they were very consistent moving the ball down there. We just made that extra play on that one down to kind of set them back a little bit, which really really helped us out getting the stop and get out of that third quarter. We were on our heels for sure in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coach, it often only takes one player to make one play to change a game around, and certainly in your time there, you've had those kind of game-changing athletes. Can you reflect on a couple of the kids?
Yeah, I think my first year here, we had Jalen Echeverria, who was a big play back and very good defensive defensive back, a special teams player first, you know. And similar this year with, you know, with David Brown and Derek Lynch, just they're both dynamic in their own way. I think, you know, one of the biggest plays Friday night, everyone talks about the punt return, is that, you know, they broke a long one up our sidelines on a pass play. We had someone fall down, and Dave Brown chased them down and tackled them at the five. We ended up holding them on four downs, and they missed the field goal. So, you know, that play alone ended up probably being the game winner when you really look back at it, because the effort that he just made. And, you know, and that's always for our kids all the time. We want to compete every down, and we want to make the best effort as possible and good things happen. I think that was really the play of the game. Though it was early in the first half, it was a big play.
Coach, how difficult is it to get to teach you don't give up on any play? Because sometimes...
It's hard, you know. I mean, the teachers, it's usually the kids have it in them already, and you got to give them a little bit of a push.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you... We preach defensively. You want, obviously, the team to snap the ball as many times they have before they have to get in the end zone. So if you stop them at the 1-inch line or the 10-yard line, make them keep snapping the ball, and maybe things will happen. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
People make mistakes. So we always try to emphasize that anytime we're preparing for a team. You want to make the one-on-one plays, and we were fortunate enough that, you know, Dave made that play.
Sean, do you guys have a game award for players that recognizes outstanding effort and playmaking during the course of the game? You know, a lot
sure.
of these will get decals that the kids put on their helmets. A lot of times there's a game ball. Do you guys have anything like that?
We have the one big award, like we say, because, you know, really emphasizing the team thing here, and that's getting the win and the W. We do have, you know, players that we obviously mention in, you know, and recognize certain ways on defense and offense each week. And I think, like I said, we've had a couple of great weeks out of Joel Maggs, our junior linebacker, who's having a great year for us on both sides of the ball. And I think him on defense and Derek Lynch's and, you know, Tommy Flasker, they all do some great things defensively for us. And I think that's what we're hanging our hat on, you know, just playing really good defense and trying to control the line of scrimmage as best we can on both sides of the ball. But as far as any special awards, you know, we just kind of, you know, really preach the team aspect of the game.
When you looked at the tape, Coach, is there an offensive lineman who stood up to these guys and you could point out as saying, okay, man, he did a good job?
Yeah, I think Tommy Falaska, you know, he's been, you know, lineman of the year defensively the last 2 years for us, but he had a nice game offensively,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us. And we're really young up front and thin up front, and he really stepped up and took a leadership role there, and we're getting better each week. And I think a lot has to do with him as well. Also, you know, our tight ends, Jack Mox and Nick Sackle, our ends there, they're seniors this year coming back. They did a nice job at times when we asked them to get down there and get dirty a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Tim, you still there?
Still me?
Yeah.
This one's still here. Can't get rid of me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like the proverbial bad penny, Rick. You know that. Sean, as you look at your schedule through the rest of the season, I'm sure you're going to say there are no easy games. But who do you see as your sickest opposition as you head towards the second half of the season?
Well, as I said before we started the year, I don't think the schedule makers were good to us when we started our league, you know, league play. For the most part, we start off with Feehan, who's, you know, one of the better programs in Eastern Massachusetts. A lot of numbers, 125 players or so, a lot of seniors coming back. And then we go right from there to Bishop Fenwick, who's a rival, who's obviously, we know what a program they have, the consistency they have in winning over there, and the coaching that goes on and the spirit of some of there. We go them this week. So we're right back at it there. And, you know, other ones not to forget about, Stang, Cardinal Spelman, those are physical teams that try to run the ball and get after you with it. So we got to have a tough road ahead. We're in a tough division going in. And these first two games, like I said, the good news is we had them at home. But to go back-to-back with them, those are two bruising teams that like to get after it, you know.
You know, Fenwick, Coach, they're in a machine, and Coach Woods, I don't know how he does it, but he does do it every single year. They've outscored their opposition first three games, 93 to 14, and they've beaten Norton, Arlington Catholic, and Swampscott in that order. So, what are you doing with the kids this week? What's the plan to combat?
Well, first of all, the plan is to slow them down offensively, like you try to do any week. But they have some weapons there, and like you said, Coach Woods does a great job. He seems to always get them in the right spot. They do all the little things that make them better, as I try to preach to our kids as well, all the little things they do, and you can see that they're well coached and they're very physical, especially up front. So we're going to have a hands fill that, but we're going to have to try to come out and control the line of scrimmage and, use our speed to our advantage and hopefully, you know, get off to a better start.
Okay. All right, Tim. It was your turn. How important is it, Coach, to do that? I've seen a lot of high school games where a team that is sort of under the underdog comes in and scores really quickly and easily, and then they have a really hard time after that. And by the same token, I've seen teams that are heavily favored do the same thing. They'll score very quickly early on and then have a hard time after that. Is there any rhyme or reason to that?
Yeah, I think, again, you're dealing with a high school athlete, and, you know, I think when something goes right away, good for you, and all of a sudden they think it's going to be like the whole game, and, you know, you play teams, and in any sport in high school, you tend to take your foot off the gas a little bit, and all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, we got to get after it again, you know, these guys aren't going away. And I think that happens a lot in high school sports in general, but we try to coach against that each week. We're big, you know, always praising finish a play, finish a series, finish a quarter, finish a game. You know, as best you can all the time. And, hopefully, you know, we're getting better at that. The last couple of weeks, we've come out kind of slow, and we never really got on path on the track we like to have in the first half of last week. But we were fortunate enough that, like I said, good teams win close games and whatever they got to do to win. And we happened to make a couple special teams plays and broke a punt return for the game-winning scores.
So, all right. Yeah, I want to ask about...
Those are all good signs.
I want to ask about special teams. It's easy for a layperson like myself to watch defense on special teams, you know, to defend a punt. That's easy. But when you're punting the ball yourselves or going otherwise, I'm thinking in particular the center, you know, if you have a long snapper, whatever that might be, and the guy who has to punt the ball away. How often do you get to practice that in high school?
Well, I tell you what, we try to emphasize it each week as much as we can. I mean, we think special teams are, you know, could be game changers, especially the kicking game as far as, you know, extra points, punts, and kickoff. We pick probably the top three, you know, special teams that you have to be good each week. Year in and year out, you have to have your best people on it, and you really can set a tone with a game with special teams. And I think, you know, it won a game for us last week, and like to keep emphasizing that to our kids, and I think they see the difference because, you know, you look at the box score of a high school game or a college game even. You know, you get a missed extra point, you see them losing by one. They go for two, don't get it, they lose by two. You know, I think those are very important points that gets overlooked until you look back at the game the next day. You look at the box score, say, oh, they would have did this if they made that. So it seems to come down to a special teams play all the time, at least for a couple games.
Do you have any kids who like to be kamikazes and that they don't maybe play regularly, but they get out there on kickoff teams and just love it?
We have some younger kids that make some great effort and see some time there, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know about the kamikaze, but I think at the same time they like to get out and they know they have a shot to play, especially with a lot of seniors that play right now for us. One of the best ways to get on the field is special teams-wise. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just thinking of Matthew Slater, how he goes screaming full tilt boogie down the field no matter what. It's like, oh, my goodness, and he's fun to watch.
If you're good at it, you can make a great living, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Sean, great stuff. I wish you the best of luck this week. I know it's going to be a great game, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, great. Thanks for reaching out, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.